The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The vampire bat wants to suck your blood, but how does he find it? New research shows that the bat uses specialized sensors near its nose that are extremely sensitive to heat. The vampire bat feeds off sleeping animals, including birds and mammals, and yes, even people. To get its blood fixed, the bat first needs to find an animal, then determine if it's sleeping. So vampire bats have special brain cells that are sensitive to the deep breathing sounds of snoozing animals. Once they find a sleeping animal, they need to feed on it without waking it. There are no second chances when it comes to feeding off an animal's blood. Their special heat sensors enable them to distinguish between areas of skin that cover vessels full of delicious hot wet blood and areas covered in unpalatable hair. They then use their razor-sharp teeth to make about a 5 mm by 5 mm shallow divot in the skin and lap up the sleeping animal's blood without waking them. The bat uses a special receptor able to detect relatively low levels of heat, around 86 degrees Fahrenheit, from over 20 centimeters away.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.